Thank you for listening to the Golden Hour Drip podcast with me, Logan Lee Miller. Enjoy the show. I feel like this time of year is so confusing because it's nice, it's spring, like the weather is starting to turn for sure, but I am still like so cold at points of the day. Like I want to feel warm, I want to feel the summertime, and we have had like quite a few days where the UV is high and it's like 65 degrees, 70 degrees, and it's feeling really, really good. And then we have days where it's 50 degrees or lower, like 40, and I'm cold and it's damp. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like I need to put on a sweater because this weather is just up and down. And listen, it's spring. I get that, but I am going to complain about it. So I have my cozy white sweater on if you're watching on YouTube. If you didn't know, I post a visual podcast every single week, so you can either watch on YouTube, right? If you're watching on or listening on Spotify, wherever, please rate, review, subscribe, wherever you get your Golden Hour Drip content. I would appreciate it so much. It helps the podcast grow more than you know. So today is another episode of your Ask the Gals segment, and I have some submissions for you this week. So if you want to submit your question, you can either click the link in the audio versions in the show notes, or you can email me at goldenhourdrip@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at goldenhourdrip. So let's get into it. Hi gals, I love to hang out with my friends, but often feel pressured to keep up with my friends' spending habits and indulging in multiple pricey experiences. How do I still hang out but make my budget work? Okay, I know like going into summer, things come up, like more people usually, especially if you're younger, have more free time in the summertime, or even if you're not younger, like you work a regular like 8-to-5 job, the days are longer, so there's more opportunities to like go out and have fun. And I totally understand like your friends always wanting to go and do something and feeling like, hey, I'm on a tight budget. Maybe you're using your funds in a specific area, right? Like you are saving up for something, or you have some credit card debt to pay off. Maybe you splurged on a trip last year or last fall or whenever, right? It's really, really hard to stick to your budget when it feels like everybody else is not on the same wavelength as you, whether they're like, you know, have the extra funds or have a different job where they have more disposable income. So it's definitely like uncomfortable when you're like, oh, I just can't afford that, or I can't purchase that, or I am going to purchase it, but it's going to go on my credit card. And then I'm going to feel like crap, or I'm going to have to eat ramen noodles for the next couple weeks because I don't have any money to buy regular groceries, right? And I think the best way to handle this is to create a budget. When you itemize your spending, when you're able to put, okay, like I want to spend 20% of my income on groceries. I want to spend 35% of my spending for, you know, my rent, utilities, things like that. I'm going to put 10% in my savings. I'm going to put, you know, 10% towards my debt, whatever it is, however your breakdown is. When you get all of the important categories out of the way, when you put it here, put it there, like, okay, everything is going where it needs to go, then you're able to find, okay, where is my fun money? Where is my spending money? That gives you the freedom to spend the money however you want without feeling guilty that you're spending the money, right? Like, oh gosh, like this money should be going to savings or going to my debt. When you have it broken down, when you say, okay, I already have these percentages going place to place, like I'm not going to have to worry about it, then you have the total freedom to spend this money however you want. And when that money is gone, it's gone. You're not going to dip into your savings. You're not going to dip into the fund for, you know, your credit card bill or your rent, because that is being a responsible adult. And we want to be a responsible adult. So we want to have the freedom with our dollars and feel good about where we are spending our money. If you're feeling like the pressure from your friends, like they're literally saying like, you don't have any money, it's hard to invite you out, try and brainstorm or find ways that you guys can hang out without spending money. I love to go for a hike. I love to meet out in public, you know, at a park or at a, like going to a hike. There are so many free opportunities that you can do that don't cost anything. You could go to the library, read some books. Like, I know that sounds like I just got back from the library, so I'm like excited about that. But you are able to find free events and attend them. And it doesn't have to be like this crazy big, like we're going out, we're ordering drinks. You can have a night in. You can host a girls' night at home where you're hanging out, you're watching maybe a movie together, or maybe you're just talking. Buying wine from the grocery store is always going to be more affordable than buying wine by the glass at a restaurant, right? So you can curate these really fun experiences with your friends by staying in and not having to spend that much money. So having a budget, brainstorming those free or really low cost ways. For me, I feel like when I was like in college, it was so easy to be like, hey, do you want to go out? Do you want to grab drinks before we go out? Do you want to go shopping, right? Like, let's go to the bars. Let's go to a restaurant pregame before going to the bars or a house party, and let's go shopping, right? And those three things are super easy, right? Like they take little to no planning, but they usually cost the most. And so if you can brainstorm the ideas of, hey, like, how can we hang out? How can we have fun with like not costing a lot, instead of always saying, hey, let's grab a coffee or hey, let's go out to supper. Where can you brainstorm to find those things that don't cost any money, that are super affordable and also are not, like they're more immersive, they're more connective. Like going to supper, usually you're eating, like you're not actually getting to chat with your friend. Going to a party, like you're not getting to chat with your friend. Going shopping, like yes, you get to talk, but like you're also looking at merchandise, right? So find those ways to have fun without going anywhere, right? So creative. Like you can find Pinterest, you can Google, you can subscribe to our newsletter at, honestly, it's linked actually down below. So you can subscribe to our newsletter. We send out a monthly newsletter with all creative ideas and events that you can do with your friends. So hey, I hope that you're enjoying today's podcast episode. Just a quick interruption to let you know that Golden Hour Drip has a weekly newsletter that comes out. This has bonus content, weekly updates, and future event information. If you haven't already, go down to the show notes, click the link, and join today. Now, back to the show. Question number two. I've been experimenting with makeup and fashion, but I'm struggling to find my own personal style. Any tips to curate a style unique to me? I think we all go through stages with our style, and ultimately, we just want to feel a type of way when we are expressing ourselves. When we have like a certain outfit on, or we see someone in a magazine and we think, oh my gosh, or on Instagram or wherever, and we're thinking, oh my gosh, like they are so effortlessly cool. They look so chic. Like I want to be just like them, or I want to have some sort of like energy that they have. And ultimately, I think that when we find inspiration by others, we shouldn't try and copy exactly what they're doing, right? Like I know for me, like I have this very vivid memory of, it was like the summer before seventh or eighth grade, and I'm going shopping for clothes, and I went to Macy's, and Macy's had like this Candace line, I believe is what it was, but they had these clothings or items that was like, you know, preteen, and I remember buying three outfits that were on the mannequin, like exactly what the mannequin was wearing. I found those outfits. Me and my stepmother purchased them, and I wore exactly those outfits. And I remember, you know, idolizing, oh, that mannequin looks so beautiful. She looks so great. I want to feel the same way. I want to look beautiful. I want to feel great. I want to feel confident in myself. And, you know, I didn't. Some of those outfits, although I love them, right? And you're a preteen and everything's just so great. I look back at those outfits and I know that they weren't entirely me. I know that they were a image that was curated by Macy's and curated, I believe, I want to say it was like Candace or something was the brand. I can like kind of see the scroll in my head, but I bought whatever was on that in that line as a preteen. And I just remember thinking, this is perfect. This is amazing. This is exactly what I want. But ultimately, like, I could only wear those outfits as they were. I couldn't, you know, do it in a different way that wasn't with them. And I knew that they looked good. Okay, I looked fly, whatever. But it wasn't my true style. It wasn't actually me. It wasn't curated by me. And so I didn't have, like, that connection to the pieces as if you were to curate your own style. So when you are looking at inspiration, when you're looking at the mannequin, when you're looking at Instagram, Pinterest, wherever, find elements that you like and not necessarily that specific piece. So if you see someone, you're like, wow, I really like the baby tee and the long skirt. I think that's beautiful. Love it. Whoever you are looking at, you don't have to find that exact skirt. You don't have to find that exact top. Maybe you look for long, flowy items. It could be a flowy skirt. It could be flowy pants. Like, looking for the elements is going to help you way more than finding that specific piece and then buying it or buying the whole outfit, putting it in your closet, because that is, you know, it's generated together and you won't be able to necessarily use those pieces to curate like a different outfit. And so I always recommend, like, when you're finding your style, when you're finding what makes you happy, to find those pieces and or that inspiration and taking it at that and not necessarily buying the whole outfit, not buying like exactly what was curated by that brand. Although, you know, listen, it does look good. It does feel good. Whoever put it on the mannequin, you know, they had a vision, they had a style, right? I also find that when I go to the secondhand shops, I find pieces that I'm drawn to, but are not necessarily like in current fashion. And I think that's so fun to do, because sometimes when you go to the department store, you're looking online, whatever is trending is usually like you're able to find it. Let's take bows. Okay, like bows were really in, and like coquettes, is that how you say it? Whatever. But, you know, 10 years ago, you couldn't find necessarily all the pieces or all the bows that seem to be in style now back then, because trends change and what the department stores are putting out are with the trends and not necessarily like something that you would be drawn to or your style. So secondhand shops are so fun because you're able to find those discarded items that are no longer in trend, but could still be a part of your style and can still be like loved, worn, incorporated into your closet. So good. One of my very, very favorite things to do. And I always feel so good when I get to curate my style in this way, when I get to upcycle pieces, when I get to reuse pieces. For me personally, like, I am very like strict when it comes to my closet. If I'm not feeling it, if I'm not loving it, I like immediately discard it. And there are a couple items that like I wish that I held on to, but usually they're like in my sister or my cousin's closet. So like I could go back to those pieces or go back to the style, but I can usually find something like very similar from the secondhand shop. So if you're wanting to curate your style, I always find inspiration from going to places like Pinterest. And here's a hack. If you want to go through Pinterest, but you don't want to, and like this goes back and forth for me because I do like finding outfits that I'm able to purchase or finding a top or a bedspread that I can immediately like add to cart and purchase. However, I don't like seeing a lot of ads because it's like curated for what the stores have and not necessarily like the style that I'm looking for or the aesthetic I'm looking for. So you can go into your Pinterest and you can go into your settings and you can turn off the ads and where it tracks, like if you went to a website last week, and this seriously opens up all of your history, not history, like browsing, so that you're able to find like inspiration and not necessarily an ad, because those ads, like, I don't know. I feel like if I put something in to my search engine and I'm like, okay, white rugs, I don't want to see a bunch of flat images from different businesses who are trying to sell me white rugs. I want to see how a girl like curated this in her apartment or in her home and like the styles that she used. Like I sometimes like, and I'll go back and forth, like I'll turn the ads off, turn the ads back on, like what can I see, what can I like, and that can be a super, super easy way to find what you love. Also, library, back to the library, if you go to the library, they usually get subscriptions of magazines sent there, and they also can have catalogs of like older magazines. So I don't know about you, but my library does have like an old like shelving system. It's like a drawer. Okay, you pull it out and there are magazine articles, and I can look back for multiple months, right? Multiple years. I forget how many like years it actually goes up to, but I'm able to look through those magazines and I can pull something out that might have been popular last year or the year before. And I can see what they were curating and the styles that they had in those previous magazines. I also want to say that I have a bunch of like old 17 magazines. I'm probably going to say like 3 years worth of magazines that are still in the attic of my dad's. So if I wanted to like go look through those magazines, I could. I know magazines are like such an older thing, but I have been like vision boarding lately, and cutting things out of a magazine has just been so fun for me. Right now I am working on our home, working on our aesthetic, working on, you know, swapping out the curtains, swapping out pillows, like making it just like more of a home. And so it's been so fun to like go and pick up magazines and see what I can look at and curate. Same goes for your outfits. Same goes for your style and what you're looking for. And also know this, that your style is evolving and you don't have to pick like a certain category. You don't have to be, hey, like I'm in this category, I'm going to do this thing. If I want to be, you know, cottage core, you can still incorporate like black pieces. You can still incorporate something that might not fall under like that big header or that big idea. You can find things that are you, because you are the aesthetic, right? Like it's Logan's aesthetic. It's not cottagecore aesthetic. It's not beach cowgirl aesthetic, right? Like those are definitely ideas for inspiration, but you can have those and then incorporate it into your own style and pull ideas and pull pieces. And it's growing and you can change and you can evolve. And if you are, you know, starting with your makeup and your fashion, like YouTube is a great place to find your favorite creators. What are they doing? What makes you drawn to them? Like, how are they styling their makeup? I know this was like, I answered this question like very fashion heavy, but for makeup, like the great thing about makeup is you can wash it off and you can try again. You can pencil in your eyebrows a different way, or you can completely like cover your eyebrows and try a new shape. You can experiment with eyeshadow and lip liner and finding something that suits your face shape, suits your aesthetic, makes you happy and fun, because ultimately our style, our aesthetic, the energy that we are putting out is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be us. It's not supposed to be this super serious thing that if we mess up, like, it's going to be detrimental, or it's gonna be doomed, like we're gonna be ugly if we try this one thing and it doesn't work out for our style. So make it fun, make it energetic, like it doesn't have to be so serious. And you can pick up a piece and think you're gonna like it, or you can try to do your eyebrows in a different way and then decide you don't like it. Like, that is the fun thing about experimenting with fashion and makeup. The sky is the limit. So good luck to you. Thank you to all of you who have submitted questions. If you didn't hear it this week, you might hear it next week. And be sure to rate, review all the things for the Golden Hour Drip podcast. I appreciate you spending your Friday, and have a good weekend. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.